Beyond presents Fragments. Unattached Fragments from the English Treasury of Wit and Language by John Cotgrave. Good title. Hello and welcome to episode 2 of this mini-series of episodes looking at Unattached Fragments from the English Treasury of Wit and Language by John Cotgrave. The English Treasury was printed in 1655 and collected out of the most and best of our English dramatic poems, methodically digested into commonplaces for general life. John Cotgrave arranges these random chunks of drama into themes, like a quotation dictionary, except he hasn't given us an index. A host of scholars have beetled through the text matching quotes with plays, but there are, to my uncertain knowledge, 18 unattached. Do go to episode 1 of this little mini-series for more about this particular book. This fragment comes from page 19 in the edition we're looking at, and the section of quotes on avarice and covetousness. In the absence of context, what this play was doing, when it was written, we can't know. So, think on. It is performed by Leakey Chapel.
Covetousness, thou art the heart of every deadly sin. There's no adulterer but is covetous of other men's wives, and he puts them to use. No drunkard but is covetous of wine. And covetous men are drunk adulterers. They still commit idolatry to their chests.
So much for this fragment. What do you think this text is doing?
Covetousness, thou art the heart of every deadly sin. There's no adulterer but is covetous of other men's wives, and he puts them to use. No drunkard but is covetous of wine. And covetous men are drunk adulterers. They still commit idolatry to their chests.
And that's it till our next fragment, which is on chambermaids. If you've enjoyed this or other episodes of the podcast, consider leaving us a review on your podcatcher or supporting us directly on our patreon.com/beyondshakespeare or perhaps throwing a one-off donation to ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare. Till next time, I will leave you with our fragment again, performed by Leakey Chapel.
Covetousness, thou art the heart of every deadly sin. There's no adulterer but is covetous of other men's wives, and he puts them to use. No drunkard but is covetous of wine. And covetous men are drunk adulterers. They still commit idolatry to their chests.